I wouldn't trade being a mom for the world, but it's also a full-time job. And that means sometimes I get less sleep than I'd like. So I make the most of the hours of sleep I do get with Cozy Earth's luxurious bedding products. Cozy Earth bedding products are crafted with temperature-regulating technology that adapts to your body's needs through all phases of motherhood. And they use only the very best fabrics, materials, and weaves, offering superior softness that invites you to sink into a world of comfort. I have the king sheets for my bed, the entire set, and I swear to you, it's like you can't wait to get in and you never want to get out. If you're a commitment phobe, that's totally fine because Cozy Earth stands by the quality and longevity of their products, so much so that you can enjoy a 100-night sleep trial and a 10-year warranty on all purchases. And just for our listeners, Cozy Earth has an exclusive Mother's Day offer. Use the code Jillian for 35% off at CozyEarth.com. That's CozyEarth.com. Cozy Earth, built to last through the hardest days and the longest nights of motherhood.
When you need to refuel between meetings or running errands, or you just want a healthy snack that squashes your hunger, Wonderful Pistachios, which come in a variety of flavors and sizes, by the way, are the perfect choice to fill you up and keep you going throughout the day. Wonderful Pistachios is also a good source of protein and a zero guilt snack. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, guys, which gives you over 10% of your daily value. And with flavors like salt and pepper, sweet chili, and seasoned salt in the shelled variety, options like chili roasted, sea salt, and vinegar or jalapeno lime in the no shell variety, you're sure to please your taste buds while snacking healthy. So check out wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more about how these little green wonders can power up your day. Okay, guys, I just want to remind you, if you missed us the first time around, we're back with the Maximize Your Life Tour. So if you're feeling stuck in one capacity of your life or another, we're coming to you. I want to talk to you about harnessing your potential, developing your strengths, pursuing your passion. All you got to do is go to www.jillianmichaelslive.com. You can see a whole video of the tour, pictures from the previous tour, all the cities, all the dates. Everything is there. Tickets start at $25. We can't wait. We're excited. Go now.
She's funny, too.
I'm hilarious.
She's pretty hilarious.
And deep.
And deep. There's deepness.
You'll be moved. You'll laugh, you'll cry, and then you'll take over the world.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. What are you waiting for?
From that Chris Christie thing. Remember earlier with that Chris Christie, what is he, the governor of New Jersey? Remember how
what
he...
Chris Christie thing? When he put the... tried to ban gay marriage? That?
No, when he threw his worker under the... Okay, Chris Christie...
Wait, what did he do?
Okay, the thing. When he...
the thing!
You know how he thinks he's like this, you know, shoot straight from the hip, I'm honest. So what happens is he got caught flat... The article says he got caught flat-footed by emails that revealed the involvement of a top aide, his deputy chief of staff, in orchestrating a 4-day traffic nightmare back in September of 2013
right,
on the world's
what,
busiest bridge. Right.
Right, to punish some politician.
To punish... It was a political payback against the Democratic mayor of Fort Lee. Anyway, so it was a game. It's a political game. But what he did was he basically, now more is going to come out, you know, about the real truth behind the emails. But he threw Bridget Kelly was his deputy chief of staff.
Right.
Canned her right off the chute. Just, you're fired. I had no idea this was going on. I can't believe the stupidity of my staff. She's gone. And now me, Chris. And I don't know. The truth, I'm a firm believer that truth will be revealed. At least I hope I'm a firm believer in that. But he just completely threw under... You know, he came in there and just went, okay, somebody's got to take the fall for this.
Yeah.
Who pulled the short straw? It's you, honey. You're gone. You know?
Yeah.
Anyway, of course...
That really upsets you, huh, that he threw her under
it
the
does.
Bus.
It upsets me that someone's got to take the bullet for somebody else's... it's all for his presidency. He wants to be president of the United States, so he can't do any wrong. So he cleans house.
Everybody does wrong. But here's what I find more scary about that. And it's the fact that, and this is not exclusive. This is not an issue that's exclusive to him or his office, whoever instigated this 4-day massive traffic jam shutdown, right? Look at the government shutdown.
Same thing.
Remember the Tea Party politician that talked for like a gazillion hours straight?
Yeah, was it 26 hours?
Right. And, you know, I saw, funny you say this, because recently I was at a speaking engagement with Hillary Clinton. And, you know, whether you like her politics or not.
I love Hillary.
But anyway, a lot of people, you know, there are a lot of very conservative people out there who don't like her politics. And, you know, you're absolutely entitled to your opinion. And, you know, of course. But she said something that I thought was really interesting. And if they asked her, you know, do you think the country needs a female president? And she wasn't saying whether she was going to run or not run, but she said, absolutely. I think the country could value or, I'm sorry, benefit mm-hmm. from a female president. And she talked about how it was most of the female politicians that actually helped find the common ground during the government shutdown, and how sad it is that so many of the politicians were busy fighting with a very scorched earth strategy, which essentially means scorched earth is a wartime strategy that basically says, like, whether I win or lose, I'm going to ruin every asset you have. Like, my mission is to just blow up. It, like that movie, The Monuments Men, where Hitler's like, I'm going to destroy every aspect of your culture, whether I win or lose this war. And he, like, destroys their art and all this stuff. This movie that's coming out, it's a true story. Same kind of concept, like scorched earth. Like, I'm going to ruin everything you have.
It's a great term. I mean, it's an awful thing, but it's a great term.
Well, and Hillary's like, instead of, like, taking a scorched earth strategy, we should all be working to search for common ground. No matter what side of the fence you're on, whether you're a conservative or you're a liberal. And I thought that that was very interesting because it's such a great way of looking at life. And, you know, recently I had a woman ask me, because I try to go through my freaking Twitter, and I saw this woman said, how are the kiddos, right? And she has her little Twitter picture, and on it was like something about guns and having guns and all this stuff. And I'm anti-gun, you know, I don't believe in guns, but, you know, I'm not going to, if someone wants to have a gun, I don't know, you know, I'm not, who the hell am I? But I personally, they scare me, but, you know, whatever. So anyway, I clicked on her little photo profile, and it was all about, like, hobbies, making liberals miserable, just all this stuff. And
I was
like,
on her
whoa.
Profile.
And the thing is, like, I've started to notice, because I think it's kind of interesting that some of the followers I have are, like, very serious conservatives. And, you know, I'm like, well, I like the fact that if they are following me, I actually like that, because it means that, like, the message I'm trying to put out there is bigger than me being gay, or, you know, I'm not trying to push any sort of agenda other than
totally.
I want people to be healthy and happy. That's it. You know, you have your own opinions about abortion, guns, immigration. Who am I to tell you what to do with that? I'm not. I have my own thoughts and feelings, but I don't believe in imposing them on anyone. But I remember, like, so I've kind of started looking at some of the followers I have that are hardcore conservatives or Tea Party people, and it's like I had posted something about Hillary Clinton, and it was, I hate her, all this stuff. And I just thought, my God, all this energy you're putting into a revenge mentality of, like, I'll do anything to make liberals miserable, or I hate Hillary Clinton, or, you know, these liberals must die, or down with the liberals. It's like, I get it. You may not like them, and you may not like what they stand for, but my mother of God, how much energy is it taking from you and your happiness and the betterment of your life to fight against all of these people? Like, that's heavy.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're putting your energy into the
that's
hate.
That's heavy. Yeah. That's a big deal. Like, and I get it. Even if you're like, I'm pro-gun. All right. Well, by all means, you know, then you fight for that cause and you do your thing and put your energy there then into making your cause better. But to think like I'm going to be antagonistic and go after my enemy with that sort of scorched earth mentality, like that to me, I just think I can't imagine New Jersey is a perfect state. I can't imagine any state is perfect. And to take time, energy, and effort to make the people of your state miserable, to make another politician look like an a-hole, like, couldn't you have channeled all of that effort and all of that, you know,
into solving the traffic jam problem?
Right. Exactly. Into fixing whatever's broken in your state, or like all the people that you had to get to collude to mess up traffic and all the effort and work that went into. Couldn't you have done something better with that? By the way, something that would have benefited you as a politician, that would have made you look like a better guy overall, because you would have taken the higher ground.
If he did. We don't know the whole story yet, right?
But in theory.
But in theory, you're absolutely right.
In theory.
Right.
And I think, like, I find a lot of people get very caught up in a revenge mentality. Mm-hmm. And they find that it fuels them. And I, you know, I've been there at times in my life. And I've worked with people who, you know, their anger fuels them. And they don't know how to let it go. It's like, no, I need my anger. It drives me. And we've kind of had this conversation about like the things that drive us. But sure. that doesn't really drive you. It destroys you. It erodes you from the inside out. It rules you. And instead of doing things from a passionate place, you do them from a place of anger and spite. And nothing truly good ever comes out of that. And whenever I've been like, I'm going to make you pay, I'm going to show you, I've never actually been happy. Ever. Ever. Like, there were some things that have happened work-wise where you go, you know what, now I'm going to see this through to the end just because. Even if you wanted to move on or you didn't want to focus on it anymore or you decided it wasn't worth the effort, but you do it just to get back at the other person. I don't know. I would simply say, like, if you are coming from that place of, like, I'm going to show that person or I'm going to make them miserable, that's why they say success is the best revenge. Because it is.
Well, what's that saying? Revenge is drinking the poison, hoping the other person will die from
it.
Right? I think that's it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's true. It does fill you. Oh, my God.
Living well is the best revenge. It rules you. It dominates you. And it can become a fuel that you're addicted to. Absolutely.
Most definitely.
Oh, my God. I know. Whenever I get into that pattern that I had with my father, it's like getting out of it again is just brutal.
Yeah.
I'm going to show you. And then you end up going down a path you don't actually even want to be on.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa.
Big
dude. And I think, to me, that's the bigger message. Is,
I remember that scorched earth mentality. That's really.
But instead of, like, you know, taking a scorched earth mentality, look for common ground.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we better ourselves and better the world. And by the way, better our opponent. I read this thing. One more thing on this subject. I bought a book and I haven't really read it yet, but I read one letter and I think it was Senator Boxer. And again, I know you either like her, or you don't like her, whatever. But it was letters from women to themselves, their younger selves. So, like, if you went back in time and wrote 20-year-old Janice a letter, what would you say?
Oh, wow, that's interesting.
Yeah, so I was like, oh, I want to read this. So I flipped it open and read one, and it was Boxer's. Of course, with kids, you know, you never get any reading done. I get audiobooks done in the car and before bed, and that's about it. But, so anyway, she's saying, Barbara, you know, you're not always right. Keep an open mind, you know, mind your arrogance. Because when she was young, she was like, how could you even possibly think this way? How could you even possibly? You're an idiot. You're a moron. And now that she's gotten older, she's learned to look at both sides of the argument. And instead of shutting them out of insecurity and ego, she's able to actually learn a few things and more positively impact and affect the person that she's in disagreement with to try to get things done. And that's something that I've had to learn as I've gotten older. It's very easy to look at the world as black and white.
Sure.
But I'll tell you right now, if you gave me any issue from immigration to abortion to guns, I can tell you I actually absolutely am split right down the middle on all of it. I see all sides of every argument. And I could absolutely tell you, like, I understand why you'd want a gun, my concerns with guns, or that then they get in the hands of bad people, but then the bad people have a gun and it becomes, you know, a vicious cycle. Who's right? What's the best way to deal with it? I don't really know. You know, it's like, I can absolutely see, you know, I can absolutely see both sides of every controversial argument, except, of course, anything that affects civil rights, like gay marriage. I'm sorry. I pay my taxes. I deserve equal rights. End of story. So that's the only one where I'm like, this is for me, black and white.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to tell me what rights I can and can't have. But anything else, I can see it. I can see it. You know, I can see everybody's point of view. But it took me years to get to that
get
place.
There. Yeah.
It took me years. And I would just say, have an open mind. By having an open mind, A, you tell the other person, like, I'm listening to you. I may not always agree, but I'm listening to you. And then it makes them more willing to listen to you and maybe take on some of your thoughts and your feelings and your ideas. And you might not only affect them, but you might change your mind. It wouldn't be the end of the world. Why
Isn't
am I talking
truth?
Like that?
I don't know, but it was very, it had great drama.
Yes, it was very impactful. Okay. All righty. End of that segment.
And scene.
Right. It's a new year, and we're all looking for ways to build good habits, right? Reclaiming our health, pursuing our passions, going after the things we want, romantic, career, you name it. But guess what you need to be thinking about, Janice?
What?
Good job. It needs to include your brain. Mm. You need to train your memory, challenge your attention and problem-solving skills, keep yourself sharp, and Lumosity.com can help. Lumosity has brain games that are designed by the top scientists to train your mental processes. And the best part about it is that they're fun, they're challenging, it only takes a few minutes every day, and over time you can track your progress online and compare yourself to other people. You can even see how you started and how much you've personally progressed, which I think is so awesome. Mm-hmm. You can play Lumosity from anywhere, your computer, your iPad, your phone, with the free Lumosity app. And lately I have been using the Chalkboard Challenge arithmetic game. Huh?
Wow.
It's cool, right? So start off the year right. Go to Lumosity.com right now. Click the Start Training button and then start playing your first game. That's Lumosity.com, and tell them you heard it from me, Jillian Michaels. There's something I want to talk about, but I don't know if we can make it a full segment.
Well, we'll have it. Maybe it's just a short one.
Yeah.
Just a snippet. Yeah. Snippet of info.
So check this out. I think, come on, everybody always like, do you have a bar that you eat on a regular basis? Like a bar, we call them protein bars.
Yes, I do.
Very rarely protein bars.
Put it in my pack.
Right, because it's convenient,
yep.
And we think it's better than a candy bar.
Yes, we do.
When it actually most times is not, and
sure.
Often has more calories than a candy bar. And the thing is, I like bars too. They're convenient. There's a bar, oh my God, it's so good. It's called the Perfect Foods Bar, and it's like this peanut butter bar, and it's all organic and all this stuff, and it's 330 calories. And I'm like, all right, this is not a snack. This is like breakfast.
Yeah.
But it's not enough food for me for breakfast, right?
So, right.
But Heidi can eat them all day long, which she wants to keep weight on. So I kind of wanted to address this because I found this website where you can make your own bars. And I'm not going to tell you yet because I'm going to make you listen to the segment and then get the information after so you won't fast forward because I know you want to. My iPhone, every time you just push the 15 seconds, 15 seconds, 15 seconds. And I'll push that, fast forward 15 seconds until I'm done with our segments that aren't funny.
Wow.
And I don't know that this one's funny, so I'm not going to tell you the bar thing till after. So, the first thing you need to decide when choosing a bar, is it for a snack or is it going to be a meal replacement? Because if it's a meal replacement, then you're in the market for a bar that's like between 300 and 400 calories. If it's a snack, that sucker needs to range around 220. Oh, you follow me?
I do.
So, first you got to make that decision because at the end of the day, I don't care how healthy your bar may or may not be or how healthy any food you're eating may or may not be. If you eat too much of it, you're going to gain weight. And obviously nobody wants that. So first figure out, is it for a snack? And if so, keep it, you know, put back any bar that's 300 plus calories. And a lot of the good ones are, like a lot of the healthy bars, like I really like a 22 days bar, but it's 300 and something calories. I love this Perfect Foods bar, but it's also 300 and something calories. There's another one called the Organic Food Bar, and that one's good, but it's 330 calories. So if they're, you know, if they're up there, they got to be your breakfast, or it's like, you know, a grab-and-go lunch with maybe a little something else.
Yep.
But, you know, I usually do around 400 to 500 for lunch, maybe. I'm lighter for breakfast. I do it all backwards. I'm lighter for breakfast, lighter for lunch, and heavier for dinner, but just because of my day, not because it's healthier. So with that said, first identify what you're using the bar for and make sure the calories of the bar meet that criteria. The next thing you really want to look out for is that a lot of these bars may as well be a candy bar. They have insane amounts of sugar. Like, a lot of times, they have 30 grams of sugar. Like, this one called Promax Cookies and Cream, it has 30 grams of sugar. That's more than a Snickers bar.
Wow.
And you're like, oh, Promax, you know, and there's like a bodybuilder on it or whatever. Oh, it sounds like Promax muscle, you know, ooh. 30 grams of sugar, more than a Snickers. And the reality is, a lot of these candy bars are in the 200, 250, 220 range. Not good for you. But even the bar's healthy or unhealthy, 30 grams of sugar? That's bananas. Why bother? Stop. It's like having an orange juice and thinking it's really good for you when it's as many grams of sugar as a Coca-Cola. So it has, you know, the same biochemical effect on your insulin levels and so on. So make sure that it doesn't have an insane amount of sugar. That's really important. And if there's a ridiculously long list of ingredients, put it back. Because that means it's full of preservatives and chemicals. And, I mean, if you see something, like, for example, there are some bars that are just so simple. Like, they have four or five ingredients, right? And it's like, the simpler it is, like, oh, almonds, whey protein, you know, whatever, some sort of fruit or to give it some sugar. Great. Okay, fabulous. There's a bar called Supreme Protein, and it's this chocolate peanut butter wafer bar that's actually tastes great. It's got 56 different ingredients in it. And I was like, what is that? A friend of mine had it. And I was like, oh, that's not yummy. And I looked at it. I was like, whoa. And it, artificial everything in that. You know, like all kinds of junk. And it's like, you know, so look at these things. I don't care the claims that they make. Look at them like you would look at any other food. Approach it the way you would approach a candy bar and make sure.
Isn't that true, though?
Yeah.
You assume because it's in protein and in the health section
that it's healthy for you.
That it's healthy. That's
which is
true.
Not the case.
Yeah.
If you are looking for like a meal replacement bar, as I said, like I do like the Superfoods bar, that peanut butter one I was talking about, the 22 days one's good. Quest bar, I didn't love the taste of the Quest bar, but they're not bad bars with regard to health. I think they're under 300. I do like that organic food bar. Also, soy is not good. Mm-hmm. You don't want a bar that has a ton of soy in it. And the reality is, we want protein that's bioavailable. We want proteins that have the most of these three amino acids you want. Isoleucine, leucine, and valine are great for muscle growth. And the ones that score the highest are going to be whey protein, then calcium caseinate, then pea protein if you're vegan, then brown rice. Hemp is actually at the bottom of that list, which is kind of surprising. So in a perfect world, if you're not vegan, get a bar that has whey protein. That's ideal.
But then they start tasting like a fire starter. You know, like some of them are so boring.
Well, that's taste is also an issue. Sure.
Yeah.
So here's the deal. If you're vegan, or you're not vegan, or you want it as a snack, or you want it as a meal, or you want it to taste a certain way, yeah. or you want it to be simple, here you go. There's a site, and it's called youbars.com, and you can custom build your own bar. I thought that was really cool. I haven't done it yet, but I'm going
they
to.
They give you the recipe. They'll you.
Here's what it says. So I read about it, right? Design your own nutrition bars. Decent options in the meal replacement category are scarce, but Ubars.com lets you custom build bars to your liking. So you can create your ultimate meal by combining seeds, nut butters, dried fruits, and supplement powders.
And they'll make it for you.
Yeah. Your own bar. I thought that was cool.
That is kind of cool.
I know. I just gave them free plug, but yeah, good for them for being cool. I don't know if it's good. I haven't tried it, but...
You know what I would call my bar?
Gut Flora.
The Gut Flora
Gut
Bar.
Gut Flora Bar.
That's right.
Yeah, I know. That was a mile away, Janice.
What would you put in yours?
I would definitely do whey. I would definitely do...
Yeah, you love the whey.
Because it's better for you. I would definitely do whey. I would definitely do almond butter.
You put peanut butter in.
And peanut butter's not as good for you, so I would try almond butter and hope that it tasted good. And then if there was a way to do, like... chocolate, but like a dark chocolate that was sweetened with like an agave or something.
What about coconut?
Coconut.
Oh god, I love coconut.
Coconut.
See, that'd Yum. Be a good bar.
Yeah, we'll have to look into that. Oh, almond coconut. Sort of like almond joy, but
like not. A haystack.
Oh, delicious. Okay, guys, real quick, I want to tell you about something I've been working on called Fit Fusion, fitfusion.com. And basically, it's a platform that allows you to view and stream workout videos from the top trainers in the world, like myself, and of course, my buddy Bob Harper, and Casey Ho, and Billy Blanks, and many, many more, anywhere, anyplace, anytime, on your iPad, on your iPhone, on your computer, you name it. You can even get it on your TV through Apple TV. So, it's a subscription model. It's $5.99 a month, and you can work out unlimited to any one of these trainers, myself included. FitFusion.com, and the whole idea is I wanted to bring fitness to busy individuals so that no matter where they are, they can afford it and it's accessible to them. Okay, now we're giving you a 2-week free trial to check it out. You just go to FitFusion.com/kickoff. There you go. Oh, and my buddy Andy's also on there. Yeah. Check it out. Don't miss it. Don't. Okay, I'm going to give you a couple of new little fitness tips.
Okay.
So, sometimes I'll talk about ways to, and sometimes, every now and again, I'll talk about ways to intensify your workout to get more out of your workout. So, here are two techniques I don't think we've talked about. And to be honest with you, it's not something I've actually thought about previously, but it's something that the ass man makes me do a lot. And I thought, God, you know, I should discuss this. So, Dan, that's the ass man's name, Dan Solomon. So, there's an E at the end. Solomone. Monster face. That's what I call it. Marquis de Sade. Anyway, so one of the things we'll do is range of motion is extremely important. You can read a ton of research out there with regard to fitness, and I'll talk about how a greater range of motion, you'll see greater strength gains at a more accelerated pace. So, like, they'll do, you know, something like a leg extension or a chest press, and they'll test the range of motion. They're like, okay, it's a 60% range of motion versus 100% range of motion, and while 60% will still see strength gains, 100% will see significantly greater gains.
Okay.
So study after study has shown us that if you want to accelerate your strength and your muscle maintenance, muscle building, having a greater range of motion will get you better results faster. Now, what I never realized, thanks to Dan, is that, well, I have, but I didn't put it together with certain exercises. So, for example, you can go below the obvious range of motion. So think about a lunge, for example, right? You take a step forward, you lower the back knee an inch from the ground, both legs are at a 90-degree angle, and you press back up to standing. And you're like, well, that's a full range of motion. No, no, not for Dan. So what Dan does is he will put two boxes, right? One in the front and one in the back. And I'll have 1 foot on each box. And the box will be elevated like...
And then you go down?
Son of a... Yeah. And then he'll put a little thin mat on the floor for my knee. Not super thin, like a couple inches thick. And the boxes are like, I don't know, 10 inches off the ground. Maybe a foot off the ground. And I'll have to, with weights, drop my back knee...
Onto the mat?
You got it. So think about it as though you're doing a lunge, your knee would be going through the floor if you were standing on the floor. But because I'm on an elevated platform with no full, you know what I mean?
There's yes.
That I can go below.
God, that's...
I hate his guts so much. And I have to tell you the difference that it has made. Because first of all, I was like, we got to, like, we would do exercises and I would just collapse at that range of motion. I had no strength in that range of motion because I had never done it before. So I would get to a certain part of the contraction and just like, that was it. And I was like, but I was like, this is stupid. It's already gonna get hurt. And but the reality is I haven't gotten hurt, and I have gotten like so much stronger. It's amazing.
But not all bodies could be pushed to the extent like he's pushing your body.
That's
like
a progression.
Yeah.
First get your lunge down.
Yeah.
Then get a weighted lunge
then
down.
Get the two to the boxes.
And then you can do, you know, so of course, but
I see what you're saying.
That's a progression.
He's taking you beyond, well, who would have thunk that?
He has found a way to increase, it's a greater, farther increase my range of motion. So another, like, but we do this on, let's say, a body ball, right? Those big round plastic mm-hmm. balls when you do crunches on it. So imagine your back is on that ball, right? And you've got your feet on the ground, your knees are up, and your torso is parallel to the floor. Well, when you lower your body down on that ball, that would almost be like you're dipping into the floor if you were doing crunches on the ground. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So, of course, what are you doing? Why do crunches on the ball? Because you've increased the range of motion. But he does it with things like backwards lunges, single leg squats, jumping lunges. All he's found a way to do, like, and he'll do the same thing with push-ups or dips for that matter. So dips, I would always go to parallel, right? I would always place my hands on the bars, and I would go so that my arms made a 90-degree angle.
These kind of dips.
Yeah,
right?
Yes. Tricep dips on those little bars,
yes.
Right? What the hell is a parallel bars? And I would go to 90 degrees and press back up. And so then Dan would put a little plate underneath the thing, and he'd be like, go down and tap your toe to the plate and then press back up. And I was like, are you out of your...
Because he's pushing you past that thing.
Because I've never gone... I was like, you're crazy, I'm an idiot. I'm going to rip the tendons out of my shoulders. But I didn't. And now, you know, the big thing is squatting below parallel, of course. Not of course, but people are squatting below parallel. Again, if you have the Achilles flexibility in your Achilles tendon, and you have the strength and the balance and what have you, if you've advanced to that point, but people are squatting like all deep squats below parallel.
So what do you... Oh, I see. Yeah,
below
I gotcha.
Parallel to the ground. So then it was like, bring your thighs parallel to the ground and don't go in. But of course, if you can't maintain the right angle, if you can't keep your heels on the ground,
then
a lot of people don't have the flexibility in their Achilles to do it. It's actually quite hard. For me, I have crappy flexibility there. But that's a great way to take. So for push-ups, for example, let's say you did push-ups. He'll put two plyo boxes on, or two weight benches, and hold my feet so I'm parallel to the ground, but then have me drop below the bench. And I'm like, this is no good. This is overstretching. I'm going to get hurt. But I haven't.
But it's,
you got to be ready for it. It's very advanced. Yes, you have to be strong and do it, you know, slowly and what have you. But it's fascinating how that increased range of motion has actually made me so much stronger in such a quicker period of time.
And the vulnerability, like those are what amazes me that you're doing it, is they're incredibly vulnerable positions when you get past that point.
Oh man, I was like that's panic like, time. I was like, I'm gonna tear my shoulder. He's like, if you really feel tearing, put your knee on the floor.
If you hear the tearing.
Yeah, and I was like, it's up. And then here's the other one. And I did know this, but just never really thought about it. So working unilaterally is a dumbbell instead of a barbell, okay? Is a single leg squat instead of a regular squat. Unilateral, okay. One limb at a time, right? And that's so your limbs work independently and they can't utilize the strength of the more dominant side to help push through the exercise and what have you. But there's something that's very different than that. And I want you, next time you're in the gym, to try this, right? All right, you're doing your lunges.
Yep.
Or your step-ups, for that matter, with 212s, one in each hand.
Okay.
Instead of that, put a 25 in one hand.
In just one hand?
Uh-huh. And then switch. So, like, you're doing two sets of traveling lunges. Put a 25 in one hand. And then put a 25 in your other hand and do your second set. Or do your step-ups on...
Oh, my God. That would be so bizarre.
But here's... It actually has a much greater metabolic effect because what's happening is you're using all of your core muscles
to balance.
Keep yourself from... You got it. To balance. Yeah.
Why do I have to double the weight, though? Why couldn't I just...
You're not doubling. It's the same amount of weight.
Oh, my God.
On
you're right.
One side.
What am I thinking? Of course it is. 212.
But yeah. Watch the difference. Try to do it. So do... So, like, for example, do crossover step-ups on your left leg, right? So You're standing with your right leg next to the bench.
Right.
Cross your left leg over your right leg, place it on the bench, right? And hold the weight in your left hand and step up. You'll fall over. But if you hold it in the same hand, it's a lot. Two weights in each hand, you're balanced. It's a lot harder. A lot harder. And it burns a lot more calories because it's working more muscle groups during the same exercise.
Well, just even the walking, because I do walking lunges all the time, and just the thought of how much more core.
Like, he'll give me a 25-pound, so he'll put me on the two boxes, right, two elevated boxes, and he'll give me one 25-pound kettlebell in my right hand and then, like, a 10-pound kettlebell in my left hand. And then I'll switch the opposite foot forward, right, and then switch the hands on the weights. But it's so much harder because you're constantly off balance. It drives me nuts. I hate it. It's so awful.
But that's good. So
yeah.
Those are two different things to intensify your workout.
Yeah. Well, you got to be fit. To accelerate results and intensify, well, intensifying your workout will accelerate results. But again, yeah, you got to have that base level of fitness. When you've mastered it, you know, the more basic levels of the exercise, of course, then you can progress.
So basically, if you're not to the level of Jillian, start out
with maybe a feather.
No,
I'm not overwhelmed. I mean, you know, there are people that are way more fit than me. But I mean, yeah, you know, I've gotten more fit though.
Look out.
Oh my God. We have a new advertiser.
Oh, Jillian, we're growing up. Just
I know we are.
Exponentially.
And this is a big one. They advertise on the TV. I'm serious. This is exciting. Ready?
I am.
LegalZoom.
LegalZoom.
Maybe you want to get your life organized. Maybe you want to start a business. Hopefully you don't want to get a divorce, but maybe you're getting a green card. Possibly there's a personal injury issue. Maybe you need a prenuptial agreement, a power of attorney. I could go on and on and on. And you can get all these services at LegalZoom. Isn't that cool?
It is.
And it's going to save you a ton of money and, of course, a ton of time. And here we go. I'm going to do my most professional voice now. LegalZoom's step-by-step process was created by a team of experts in law and technology. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but can connect you with a third-party attorney and provides you with self-help services. For special savings, enter Jillian, J-I-L-L-I-A-N, in the referral box at checkout. Please don't let another month go by before you take care of these things for your family and business. From wills to business information, trademark applications, powers of attorney, and even bankruptcy help, go to LegalZoom.com. Okay, I did that part right. Now, honestly, I have to tell you, for real, if you are starting a business, all this stuff that I just mentioned, this is an incredible resource. And I know how overwhelming it can be, and I also know how expensive attorneys are. Do I ever. So go to LegalZoom.com and get started on whatever project you've been putting off.
Toronto, Ontario, Canada. Jennifer is waiting to talk to you. Hey, Jennifer, what's going on, buddy?
Hi, Jillian. It's so good to hear from you.
Well, I'm it's so good to talk to you.
So I wrote to you because I'm a very focused person. When I set my head to something, I get very dedicated to it and do it to the fullest. So okay. I decided to do a marathon, and I ran the marathon. Whenever I do something, I want to do it, and I'm good at that. But for some reason, I completely lose my control when it comes to cravings. Mm. I can't stay focused. I can't stay dedicated to that.
Okay.
So what I'm getting really frustrated with is that I go to the gym,
yeah.
I work out, and I maintain that no matter what comes my way, I make sure I do what I'm supposed to do.
Gotcha.
And I'm healthy when it comes to my eating.
Mm-hmm.
But I've got three kids, a dog, a husband who's out a lot. And as soon as nighttime comes, I don't have the inner strength anymore to hold back what I know I shouldn't have.
This is so funny. So you and I are the same person. But wait a second, though. Do you have weight to lose? It doesn't sound like you do.
Well, I've got a little bit of a tummy that I want to get rid of.
So you're like me and my ass, but it's you and your tummy.
Pretty much.
You're like, I'm good, but I want to be great. And then it's like.
And it's more like I get frustrated with myself and I feel guilty after the fact, which is really why I called, because I work hard at gym, and yet, you know, my abs aren't popping out because I'm sabotaging
right.
all my hard work with drinking two glasses of wine and having sort of crackers and cheese while I'm
okay.
making dinner.
Hold on, stop. Okay, so stop for a second. So we could talk about the psychology of that in a minute, but it's so funny because I just read this study and I was going to do it on the show and I was like, no. And I decided it wasn't interesting. And it was just about how, like, strict athletes are less happy. Right? Mm-hmm. The ones that are, you know, all work and no play makes Jack a dull boy. And it talked about how they're just less satisfied, less fulfilled. And basically the moral of the story / study was to find more balance in your life. And it's very funny for me because I do the exact same thing you do. In fact, we were just recording another study and I was talking about we were talking about protein bars and I was like, oh, well, I usually have, you know, a little bit for breakfast, you know, 400 calories for lunch, and, you know, dinner is where I get all my calories in, and which is not ideal. It's just I get through the day and my day's busy and same thing, and then I'm at home and I'm like, oh, well, I didn't eat that much for breakfast and lunch. Oh, well, I worked out today. Oh, well, and I find that for me,
That is where I'm like, exactly what you said. I've got two kids. I've got a household to run. I've got a job. I have a lot of responsibilities. I'm trying to take care of myself. And you know what? That's where I'm like, oh my God, enough already. I deserve it. I earned it. I worked out and I did X, Y, and Z, and I should have that glass of wine. I deserve it. Is that sort of how you feel at all?
Yeah, it's part of it is that I deserve it because, Okay. Yeah, like, why not? Like, I know I look good and I worked out, and
good enough.
One glass of wine's not going to hurt.
You're not wrong.
But I am and I'm not, because on one hand, I know that, you know, it's important to have balance.
You are balanced. And what you're shooting for is an imbalance. You're balanced now. You're healthy.
Why do I get frustrated then?
You're frustrated, honey, because you want perfection. And I understand what you're saying because, so funny. Oh my gosh. I don't know if you heard the podcast that aired about Project Awesome, right? Where I was like,
yes.
No, it's good enough. It's good enough. Like, my ass is your tummy. Like, it's always been that thing where I'm like, oh, I should really work on this. Oh, I should really try to get this better. But I'm like, oh, yeah, it's good enough. Oh, my God. And then I thought, all right, for 40, I want to see if I can fix it. And yet it's so funny because I go see the ass man and I work out so hard. And then I go home and I'm like, oh, I really have to stop eating that bagel for breakfast. Or I really have to stop having that half of a beer at dinner. Or I really have to stop having that.
Because you have the knowledge. You know that you shouldn't.
But at the same time, it's not that I shouldn't. Are you ready? Here's the thing. Okay. You are living in a balanced way, a way that is perfectly healthy and perfectly fine. With that said, if the six-pack abs are that important to you, if the butt cheeks that could crack a walnut are that important to me, then it's got to be more important than the wine or the cheese or the bit of chocolate or the this or the that. And sometimes it is, and sometimes it isn't. And that's really the decision you have to make, because you're not doing anything wrong. You're not unhealthy. In fact, I find your lifestyle to be very balanced. You know, you spend what you earn. You burn calories, you eat calories. You got them to spend, you burned them. You're not overweight. You don't need to create a deficit. And for you, you're like, well, my abs, I work so hard, they should be perfect. Well, you know what? So do I. My ass should be perfect. Well, it's not. And the reality is, this is a decision that you have to make. So the problem is, again, it comes down to work, 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 right? And you're going, I deserve some reprieve. I deserve some satisfaction. And food is not just fuel. To say that is myopic and narrow-minded and silly and absurd. It's not just fuel. Food is something that should be savored and enjoyed. And we do live in a physical world. It shouldn't be exploited or abused. And enjoying food with balance is perfectly fine. And so, sure, if you are working out and you don't have weight to lose, you should be able to have some crackers and some cheese and a bit of pie and a little bit of this and a little bit of that. And that is great. That's balanced. To make a body perfect is not what the human body wants to be. It's not, or a female body. A female body is meant to be, truthfully, if you think about it, like the way we've evolved, we're meant to have about 10 to 15 pounds of body fat. We're meant to bear children. We're not meant to be lean and ripped, and that's just not the role that we play. That's why we have more estrogen and less testosterone. It's harder for us to get our body to that place, and we always have a place that we're going to store fat, whether we're a more estrogen-dominant female or testosterone-dominant female. Like, some women store it in their lower body, hence pear. Some women store it in their belly, hence the apple shape. And some are slightly more proportionate. But with that said, you are a perfectly healthy female, as am I. But we're just women that live in a time period, in a culture where, we want that perfection. And it comes at a price. And this is very simple, because neither one is going to be wrong. You have to choose which is more important to you. So the question is, is the six-pack abs and the ridiculous stomach more important to you than the wine, the this, the that? And if it is, this is very simple. When you go to reach for the wine or the this or the that, then you got to remind yourself, six-pack abs, six-pack abs, six-pack abs, and give yourself a time frame. If I can be really good for, let's say, 6 weeks, and I see a difference, I'll do it for 6 more weeks, and in 3 months, I bet there'll be a huge change. And instead of having the wine, I'm going to do something else that I love, like I'm going to download 5 new workout songs off of iTunes. I'm going to buy myself a subscription to blah, blah, blah magazine that I love to read. I'm going to take a bubble bath. I'm going to,
whatever it might be that you enjoy doing, find ways of nurturing yourself and affirming yourself that don't involve food. Mm-hmm. So that you can, essentially, you can get that feeling of like, I deserve it. It's all work, work, work. Where's the pleasure? Where's the reaping of the benefits? Because you don't see the six-pack abs right away. And I've been really trying to do that, right? So, like, when I go to have my breakfast, I was doing a bagel every morning with cream cheese because I could. Because I was able to maintain. It was good enough. Now I'm like, well, if I'm going to try to get this butt, I should probably not be having a bagel for breakfast every morning. Mind you, it's an organic bagel. But nevertheless, it's carbs and fat, right? It's like, mm-hmm. it's not going to be the crack a walnut ass breakfast, obviously. And, you know, at night it's like, oh, well, I want that glass of wine or I want that. That's not going to be that's not going to help me get where I want to get. You literally have to put your body into such a crazy place to achieve that low a percentage of body fat. So now I'm like, all right, well, okay. So I do yogurt like 3 days a week with some berries and then, then eggs once a week and then the bagel a couple times a week. And I try to, okay, I'm not going to have the pasta for dinner tonight. Instead, I'm going to have the free range chicken. And I'm trying to do that more than not, right? So I haven't cold turkeyed it by any means. But, like, I'll go, all right, you know what? Tonight I'm going to do the grilled salmon when I really want the black truffle pasta. And I feel like I've earned it because I worked my ass off today. Ass. I'm going to have the chicken tonight. And it's still good. And then maybe a few bites of dessert. But I don't have
you
the pasta.
Talk yourself a lot.
Because I weigh it all out, honey. I think it all through. I give myself perspective. And I go, all right, instead of the pasta and the several bites of dessert and the glass of wine, I'll have a half a glass of wine, 3 bites of dessert, and have chicken instead of pasta. Ass. Today I'll have yogurt, but tomorrow I can have the bagel. I haven't cold turkeyed it. I'm slowly reining it back in and thinking about, okay, it's a limited time. If I can get it there, then maintaining it will be much easier and I can sort of go back to a more balanced way of life. With that said, though, remember, this is about you. Your body's healthy the way it is now. So if you decide that the abs are more important than the wine, if that's what brings you more pleasure, and by the way, there's nothing wrong with you saying, no, I want a more balanced diet. I want more satiety with my food, then fine. You're healthy. If you decide abs, then you're going to have to play that game a little bit and really talk to yourself and push yourself through it and find other ways to feel nurtured and rewarded that don't involve food.
So I think it is a game for me because I know that I'm fit. And, my friend, I've got a good friend who's a personal trainer. She said, my abs are there. They're just hidden because they're just hidden under some
body fat. Sure.
And
just like my ass. And to get it off, you got to go a little crazy if you want to. I don't say this is up to you.
I like that.
All right, sweetheart. Have a great day.
Thank you. And keep doing your podcasts because I love them. They're so much fun.
Absolutely.
If you like listening to comedy, try watching it on the internet. The folks behind the Sideshow Network have launched a new YouTube channel called Wait For It. It's got interviews with comedians like Reggie Watts, Todd Glass, Liza Schlesinger, I've been friends with her for 10 years, one of the funniest people out there, and I still have a hard time with the last name, Liza. Our very own Owen Benjamin, that's me, takes you on a musical journey down internet rabbit holes and much more. You don't have to wait any longer. Just go to youtube.com/waitforitcomedy. There's no need to wait for it anymore because it's here and it's funny. And I love you.